Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody wrote in and asks, they want to learn how to master price action, but they're losing more than they're gaining right now. And it seems like they cannot time the entries and they cannot draw support and resistance lines correctly. So what should they do?
Okay. All right. So there's a couple of things here that are kind of like, you know, what's going on here, I suppose, is this trader has a couple of ideas that may or may not be true. As we all do, we walk around with these ideas that may or may not be true. So he believes that price action is the way to go. That's good, because that means that this trader has identified how he wants to trade. Awesome. I love it. That's great. However, this trader has losses that exceed the profits. So that means one of two things. Either the losses and the profits are about the same size and you have more losses than winners, or more likely, which is most often the case, you have more winners than losers, but your losers are way, way, way too big. And that's because our natural inclination, and I'm no different than anyone else listening to this, is to try and win more often than to lose. And so when you do that, when you try to win more often than you lose, the easiest way to do that is to take really tiny, small winners and then take these big, fat losers. That's the easiest way. It's called scalping. So that's like the easiest way to pander to your desires as a human. But here's the thing. You don't have to necessarily time the entries to get into these things. What I would do is focus on support and resistance. So you believe in price action. You believe in support and resistance. What if you just did this? What if you just looked at the daily charts? What if you, and I'll post a video in the show notes for you, but what if you just looked at the weekly charts as a way of identifying your support and resistance zones? So you go to the weekly charts, you go to the line chart, and you identify your weekly support and resistance zones, and you just trade the daily charts off of that. And what if you also didn't have to time your entries, but instead, let's say, for example, the market's been going down. It finds a double bottom on support, a really strong weekly support level. So you trade the daily chart there. After the second bounce, there's a really strong bullish candle. So it looks like a double bottom perhaps. And you just put your order above the high of that big fat bullish candle on the support level. So all you're doing is just saying, wait, if the market goes higher, I'm in. So you don't have to time it. It doesn't really matter. The time that you get into it doesn't really matter. What matters is that if the market trades higher and acts like this is going to be a double bottom, then you're going to get in. So that's probably the simplest way to do this would be to trade double bottoms and double tops and to simply use weekly higher time frame support and resistance instead of trying to the biggest mistake I see is people draw too many lines. So they want to trade support and resistance, but they have so many lines that like every candle touches a support and resistance level. That's not the way it should look. It should look like, you know, you're like cheering it on, waiting for it to finally hit the level. Like, wow, it's been 2 weeks. It finally hit the level. You know, it should be like that. That's what it should look like if you're trading the daily charts. And really, if I were trading the 1 hour charts, I would only look at daily support and resistance. So whatever you're trading, look at the higher time frame as your support and resistance level. And I hope that helps. And again, I wouldn't worry about timing or feeling like you're off. Just make sure that you use a simple pattern like a double top or double bottom or the special case that I like, which is the whammy trade and the moolah trade. They're just special case double tops and double bottoms. And in that case, you have concrete rules. You know when you're going to get in. You know, if it's a double bottom, then the market's got to go higher. If it's going to go higher, it's got to take out the high of the last candle. If it takes out the high of the last candle plus 7 pips, I'm in. That sort of thing. And see how that works. Test that in Forex Tester and see if you can get that to work. That's what I would do.
Cool. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think people try to make it too complex, but it can be really simple, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, Hugh, you're so right. I mean, it's weird, but we take these things that are so simple and we completely take them and complicate the crap out of them, because that's what we do as humans. Like, we're so good at taking something that's really simple and works and going, wait a minute, if we make it five times more complex, it'll be better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily true. So there you go.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks, Hugh.